This graphic audio title features both parts of Sun Symbol 2, Mount Fitzroy, by Scott Sigler, in our dramatized adaptation audiobook format. We hope you enjoy listening to this complete title featuring our radically different audiobooks. Check out the other action-packed series available in our graphic audio A Movie in Your Mind audiobook format.
Graphic audio. A movie in your mind.
Graphic Audio LLC presents Sun Symbol 2, Mount Fitzroy, Part 1, by Scott Sigler. Narrated by Terrence Aselford. Performed by a full cast. Sun Symbol 2, Mount Fitzroy, Part 1. Alone in her Republic Plaza office, Barbara Yakeley watched on her phone. A larger screen like her computer or the TV in her office would make it more real. And Barbara Yakeley, owner of Earthcore Mining, didn't want it to be real. She had muted volume on the video. A newscaster's voice would do her in. The images alone carved at her being, painted a horror story she'd already lived through twice, and she wondered if she could survive a third. She stared at the image of a mountain range, hazed in a pallor of thin clouds, and a peak that had been tall and green and brown, but was now far smaller and black. The peak gave birth to whitish-gray smoke that billowed up and to rivers of orange and yellow that flowed down. The lava streams followed the range's gullies and depressions. Around these rivers, wide shores of pitch black, scorched earth and a new volcanic rock. In hundreds of spots, thin plumes of white smoke marked the flaming death of grasses, bushes, and the few scrubby trees that had tried to carve out a life on the slopes of the Wawa Mountains. In one spot, and one spot only, rising black smoke. That smoke came from the last dying embers of man-made material, from sheet metal buildings and the equipment, furniture, and gear held inside. From burning jeeps, trucks, and mining vehicles, from the clothes and bodies of the people who had worked for her, from where the Earthcore camp had been before lava covered it. Text scrolled across the bottom of the small screen that couldn't be blocked out, that read, "Volcanic eruption in Utah Mountains. USGS seismographs pinpoint eruption at noon, mountain time. Casualties reported. Toxic fumes present. Avoid the area." The time on her phone read 3:43 p.m., 3 hours since the ground had opened up, swallowed one mountain, and started another. The time changed to 3:44 p.m. There was no word from Connell Kirkland, the Earth Corps executive in charge of the operation. The man who had been Barbara's right hand, who had been there after her son and husband died, who had been like a son to her. She closed her eyes and lifted her head as if trying to will away what everything around her was suggesting. Her office line startled her, making her jump. The call was from her assistant. She continued looking at the images as she reached to take the call on speaker. She felt a pain in her chest. She wondered if she'd die before she heard the news, and wished that she could have it that way.
Yes?
Mrs. Yakeley, I have a call from Sonny McGinnis.
Put him through.
Barbara looked to the wall, to the framed photos of her husband, Rocky, and her son, Charles Jr., both long since dead. She wondered why she hadn't commissioned paintings of them, and waited to hear if she'd have another to add to the wall.
This Yakeley?
Barbara closed her eyes.
Is Connell dead?
Yeah. Him and a lot of other people.
I don't give a fuck about other people. Are you sure? Did you see his body?
No, I didn't. You watch the news? That whole peak went down.
She knew what he would say next. She wanted to hang up, go back to pretending this wasn't happening.
Yes, I saw it.
Connell was in there, down at the bottom. A mountain fell on him. He's gone. Now, can we talk about the fucking people who survived? They work for you, too.
How many...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?